Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
Last year, we sent Helen Shield into some of our nation's aged care centres to glean wisdom from our elder generation, and we had such a lot of fun doing it. We said she needs to come back for another season, and so Helen Shield is here. Hello, Helen.
Hello, lovely to be back. Thank you.
Nice, Chrissy. New year and everything?
So good. New year, bit of a fizzer, but Christmas was...
What's a fizzer?
Yeah.
Ah, we don't need to go there. Is it one of
well,
those?
Now it sounds the, really exciting.
One of those moments, was it? I just kind of got, you know, I thought it was like, you know, don't go there, Sheridan.
Oh, no, it wasn't too bad, but it just Christmas was what really did it for me. We did the family crawl up the East Coast. My sister came from Melbourne. We saw Mum in Canberra, Dad on the Gold Coast, and then aunt, uncle, cousins and everything in Brisbane. Mm. So we did the crawl, and then I jetted over to New Zealand for a friend's wedding in the first week of January. So
it's hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's very,
tough,
very hard.
It was not.
Absolutely. No. I was in Japan across the holidays.
Really?
Just fascinating. Absolutely fascinating country. Beautiful, ugly, amazing, weird, you name it. You've got it all in
futuristic.
Japan. Futuristic, behind the times, bit of both.
It's
the whole lot altogether.
And some strange things you can get in vending machines.
That's right. Whole curry. You can actually get curry dinners. And you pull a little ripcord and it actually starts a little chemical process there that heats it up in the polystyrene.
Oh, I'm sure that's really good for you.
Oh, yeah. Nutrients are absolutely wonderful. Well, we thought how about we continue this home truths concept a little bit further?
Mm-hmm.
Because we went into the aged care centres and we got this wonderful wisdom from our elders last year. And we said, well, let's hear some other voices. And so we were talking and we said, well, how about we go to the streets? How about we go to the homeless?
Homeless truths.
Anybody who has worked with folks who actually are living on the streets, mm-hmm. has a bit of a chat with them, will know there's some amazing stories, number one, and life lessons to be learnt.
Absolutely.
Have you had much? Every now and then I'll actually meet up with somebody or have a little bit of a chat, and just the stories that will come out in terms of previous lives, what they're doing.
Probably the most confronting moment for me personally was I was living in Brisbane in an area where there was a pretty large homeless population, and I bumped into a guy that I'd gone to uni with, and he was living on the streets.
Is that right?
Yeah, and that really brought it home to me. I thought, okay, probably only 5 years it had been since uni, and we were in the same situation. We were studying parallel courses in the same department. We were both in share houses only a few hundred metres apart, and it was really interesting to bump into him and just to bring it home how close we all are. We're not different. There's not a them and us kind of setup. We're all just people. And
absolutely.
Yeah, it doesn't take that many decisions to wind up a long way from where you thought you were going to be.
It doesn't. Or a number of life situations that happened to you that you're just simply at the mercy of,
absolutely.
In many ways. So we thought, well, before we go there, let's talk to those who actually go on the streets every Friday and Saturday night or day on day, and just talk to the social workers and those street workers who actually, basically are there to be with these folks and learn the life lessons from them as well. So introduce us to Nathan, Hilton, Rosemary and Narelle.
Well, these guys are sort of across the gamut of homelessness services. There are people here running kitchens, people here doing court and prison chaplaincy, as well as work on the streets, someone running a street van, and another guy running, sort of overseeing a whole series of services, and including a church service on a Friday night. So really the spectrum of services here.
Okay, we wanted to know basically what they had learned from life, basically about life as a result of doing what they were actually doing every day, but also how they got into the work, which is where you started off.
Well, I've always had, ever since I was a young teenager, I've always had a lot of compassion for people.
I went on a mission trip over to northern Thailand and up into Laos about 3 years ago, and that changed my life.
Had no idea about working with homeless, had no idea about working in what it would be like to work with, the poor and marginalised. And I got invited to this night, did a volunteer course, and just pretty much got drawn into street ministry first, so out on the street. And so from that, it just grew into, a love for the people and a love for the work and a love for the ministry.
I only ever had really one argument with my own father, and that was as a teenager, and that was wanting to take tea and sandwiches over to a fellow who was living under a tank on the riverbank. And he said, you're wasting your time. Now, he was right. You probably were wasting your time, you know what I mean? You weren't doing anything to change his habits. But I've always been very much orientated towards the unchurched of society.
Basically, I've always grown up around people who you, I guess you would say, are marginalised or suffer from addiction or homelessness or dysfunction, because just by nature of my parents working in it, so I've always had proximity to it. And so when I was in year 11, I kind of was a bit sick of it. I'd grown up around these people my whole life and around these issues and not really had a choice just because of the proximity of my parents and family life. And so when I was in year 11, I thought, yeah, I'm going to uni, I'm going to go and study, I'm going to be a veterinarian or something, work with animals. But it was kind of around the, when I started year 12, I had a big change of heart decided, actually, you know, I would say that kind of God softened my heart towards some of those people who I guess I'd seen for a long time as taking my parents away from me. I kind of had almost held it, not a grudge, but had an issue with it. And so God kind of led me to say, no, you're going to do this work as well. And I've kind of actually found along the way that I think because I've grown up around people who are at risk and in crisis and are in dysfunction, that actually I guess I have a real compassion for it and a real understanding of the issues probably at a young age because of my proximity and growing up around it.
What have you learnt about the people you work with?
They're survivors. Basically, we all have situations in our lives and how we cope within those things, and they just adapt to their situations, and that can actually make them hard, and they have to manipulate to get what they want. For most of us, we can see what happens, and through a series of events, we change. For them, can be many, many years.
Probably the main thing is that we're all the same. We've all got issues. We've all got different things to work on in life. So, you know, some of the people we work with here is probably might be their issues or their things to work on in life are bigger or greater or more obvious maybe than everyone else's. But at the end of the day, I'm just as vulnerable as they are. Everyone needs a place to belong. Everyone needs a place to connect. And, you know, if I can help provide that, then that's probably the best thing. So, yeah.
I also learnt the power of community, of that, you know, as long as we have relationships and family, and maybe not actual blood relative family, but I was introduced to this street culture of like street brothers and street sisters and street mums and street dads. And so this amazing power that there is in community and doing life with other people, and kind of, you know, that you know, having other people have your back and you've got theirs, and sharing and being generous and challenging each other when you need to be challenged. And so I kind of learnt a lot about the power of community, and then also the amazing power to survive and to withstand suffering that human beings have.
The stories of those who actually work on the streets every single day. Interesting stuff. Next week, where are we going, Helen?
Well, we're going to talk about how they've changed as people, these workers, and how their work has changed them, and also about the dangers, whether they've ever felt in danger and the sort of situations they've been exposed to in their work on the street.
Looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. Talk to you this time next week.
Great. Talk to you then.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.